أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين هو المعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. In the beginning, I would like to say condolences regarding the month of Jamadil Ula and the month of Jamadil Thani is to commemorate the martyrdom of a great personality of the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha, the one who is called by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, and the one who is called in Quran Al-Kawthar, as Quran stating to the Prophet, peace be upon him, has mentioned, Inna a'atwayna kal-Kawthar. She is being gifted to the Prophet, peace be upon him, as Kawthar. Dear brothers and sisters, Muslim Congress have started this initiative of recording our message as an organization within North America is following the path of Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha and following the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We as organization have committed to promote the pure Islamic teachings within North America. The teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that we look at this personality of Fatimatuz Zahra, as she was the one who was standing for the cause of justice, and she was the one who was striving in her life against injustice in her life. And in today's world, Muslim Congress would like to stand for the justice within the world. We, as the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, have committed for this cause, and we would like to invite the people toward the preachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. If we see the quality of Hazrat Sayyida as Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, as a leading figure within the Islamic history, a leader for all the ladies of the world, we need to protect the leadership within this world, and we need to promote the leadership of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam within this world. There are many qualities that a leader needs to possess in their life, like purification. And she was the one who was purified personality. There is quality within the leadership that we need to look at, that is knowledge and the wisdom. And she was the one who was gifted knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was the one who had that pure knowledge that is called Ilme Wahhabi, the divine knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's world, she is an exemplary female that for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, it's important that they need to follow the path of Hazrat Sayyida. When they look at the people of Palestine being treated by injustice and oppression, those people who are being oppressed since past century, a half a century, a whole community is being oppressed. Let us stand against injustice. If we see injustice in Burma, we need to stand for the people, those who are oppressed people, standing with them. If we see injustice and oppression in Pakistan, in Syria, it is important that we need to raise our voices as Hazrat Sayyida. She was the one, she stood for the justice against the injustice of her time. And dear brothers and sisters, we as Muslim Congress would like to deliver this message to all the people living in North America to follow the path that is path of justice in order to achieve a great mission within the world and have peace within the world. If we like to achieve the peace in this world, it is important that we need to have justice in the world. Through justice we can have peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide peace within the world, and that we can see the justice, and may Allah prevail His justice within this world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.